Into Bed podcast for Saturday, the 18th of April. We've had some rain in Cape Town, but don't know if it's going to really affect the state of the going that much. 12:20, race one, maiden juvenile plate. Tag and Release has shown some good potential at its two starts thus far for Greg Ennion. Made in Chelsea was backed when well beaten by the excellent Rich Man's World, and Redford also was in the betting when defeated by that same foe in another race. So 5, 3, and 7 of those that have run, and there are a number of debutants worth monitoring. Same thing applies in the second race, a juvenile plate for fillies. Nobody's Perfect, a Karori filly out of the Merry Widow, was supported when clocking in fourth behind Grapes of Wrath when green, and Enticement actually finished closer to that same rival in the same race, and then not so good behind Winter Pirate, who nevertheless looks to be quite smart. So those are the two, horses 4 and 11, but there are plenty of firsters that could warrant closer inspection. Race 3 is an apprentice maiden plate over 1,000 meters. Sicily ran well to Galactus last time. Brevin Plyke's rides, and if able to repeat that last start, might be able to shed its maiden at its 16th dip. He Drives Me Crazy has had half the number of career starts and has been placed on a few occasions, most recently in a work rider's maiden. That is the first leg of the PA. Unless there's a market springer, you might be okay using just those two horses. Race 4 is the first leg of the Pick 6, and it's a difficult opener. I've marked a whole bunch of them, but just going in card order, Future Red has placed at both its starts, Richard Faree riding for James Crawford, well drawn at 1. Pitarak is the Crawford Racing stable companion, comes out of that Galactus form line and also has some steady credentials. Blue Lagoon, second at its most recent three starts, so as it must use, that's Keegan DeMello for Andre Nell. Before Sunrise comes out of that Somebody Somewhere form line, so as a contender, Scandalized likewise with the claiming apprentice, and Kubeka ran well on debut and then not so good when playing up at its subsequent start. I think you'll need to throw all of those in. There are a couple of firsters, so it's practically a field leg. The fifth race is a class 5 for apprentices. Very, very hard race this. 3, 7, 4, 2, and 1. 3 is Winter Pearl, Jody. 7 is Jetta 1, ridden by Plykeys. 4 is Fort Red, ridden by the Claim 4, Appy. Number 2 is Avignon, ridden by Bungani, who knows what he's doing. And 1 is Ozark, another Claim 4 apprentice muller. Anything can happen. Race 6, Lock Song, ridden by the invincible Andrew Fortune. She gets the nod. Look, she's been off for 63 days, but she drops in class after a very good figure of 94 when run out of it late by Amaya. And if she runs back to that level, she could be too good for the Night Fairy, Elegant Noble, and back in the fast lane. So I think the first betting opportunity on the day comes in race 6 with Lark's Song. In race 7, it's an apprentice sea stakes. It is quite tricky. Worldly, I've promoted a few times, but you really take a chance on a sprint who's often slow away and comes from far off the pace. Palace Gifts is in the mix on that Lady Lookalike form line, and the two prior wins. Winter Pirate, I mentioned earlier, is a potentially very smart Water Winter 2-year-old. Marks Jacobson aboard must be respected. Likewise, Toi Sep Wheat, who got a figure in the mid-80s with Apprentice Muller at its most recent start. Lyrical Gangster, a bit of a question mark. That run to Flying Finley is an eye catcher. 1, 2, 3, and 4, the contenders in race 7. Then depending on how Lock Song goes, confidence will either be boosted or weakened in the claims of number four, Amaya. This verse in Getrick's filly out of the outstanding race mare River Jetez beat Lock Song last time, coming with a withering late dash, having been supported in the betting and one going away. Corne Orferides for Bass Racing does have the top speed figure. The main dangers, number six, Girl Magic, who's on a hat trick, Fortune Ride, Shane Humby's filly, hasn't run for 122 days. Eight, Mighty Mary on the Given to Fly form line comes into the reckoning, as does number one, My Only Weakness, who ran well when just beaten a walk by Yo Lekker Dun at the end of March. Those are the top contenders for trifecta and quartet purposes. April Fool's Day is a possibility, as is Apri City and Hunga Tonga, maybe even Spirit of Lavana, despite the wide gate. Race 9 will bring proceedings to a close. The third betting opportunity that I'm going to propose, Charlie Bucket. Maybe not the easiest horse to win with, still a maiden after 9 starts. It has run to some nice horses, and last time got a really good speed figure with a good closing sectional behind Super Viking. Paddy Crayer trains, J.P. van der Merwe rides. The dangers, Will Ferryman, a verse in Getrick's Chestnut out of Halfway to Heaven, now in the care of Eric Sands, who trained the siblings, must have a chance if right. Love from Afar can take advantage of an inside alley, ran nicely behind Fortune 1 most recently. And number 10, Mercenary, drawn out a bit wide, but shows pace and might be able to get across and provide supporters with a good sight racing handy. So it's 5 against 1, 3, and 10 for the lower slots or for very much wider perms. Joueur de Flute is a possibility, as is Monticello, Rhythm King, and Royal Influencer. Born of Fire is also a marginal inclusion. Be sure just to check out the track conditions before committing. If the rain continues, it may play more of a role than anticipated. And as always, have a look at the fluctuating prices on the Interbet Exchange, so be sure you get the best of it.